You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today, we're starting with a story from our series, At Work, looking at how our jobs have changed.
I have a lot of pride in my work.
How do you do it?
Sprays, masks, gloves.
I'm with the Swamp Team.
Hi, my friends, and how are you?
It's nice now with technology.
Pandora's box has been opened.
It's a beautiful way to make your living, but it's more work than I ever imagined.
Last year, in early March, San Francisco Public Library employees got an email telling them the library was closing in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. They were furloughed and they were told to go home. But that wasn't all. The email also told them they'd be reassigned to work as part of the city's disaster response. They learned that this could mean a lot of different things, from working in food banks to staffing shelters to joining the Department of Public Health's contact tracing program. For this edition of our series, At Work, Annalise Finney spoke with one of these disaster service workers, a librarian who now leads teams of contact tracers for the Department of Public Health.
Until early March, Ramses Escobedo spent his days coordinating library events like Aztec dance classes, helping people find books, and overseeing a staff of librarians. He'd been working in libraries for a long time, since soon after he arrived in the Bay Area from Jerez, Zacatecas, Mexico.
So I came here permanently when I was 17. I got a job as a busboy. And then I had a cousin working in the San Jose Public Library system. And he said, hey, why don't you just try to get a job here, you know? So in San Jose, I was a page, a library clerk.
He worked his way up to become the manager of San Francisco's Excelsior branch. And that's where he was last March.
All of a sudden, they told us we're going to have to close the libraries.
So, like everyone else, Ramses went home. He Googled how to install shelves, and then he installed shelves. He cataloged his vast collection of digital photos, especially the ones from his wedding last year. He cooked food and watched The Mandalorian with his wife.
We're like going crazy because it's so good.
When Ramses got his disaster relief reassignment email, he had some options about what his new role would be. Contact tracing stood out to him.
I thought that librarians would be adept to doing this job well. Libraries are a community hub. We know how to relate to people and create rapport. My skills really matched well with what they needed, especially being bilingual.
For weeks, Ramses sat in Zoom rooms and learned how exactly contact tracing works. When someone gets a positive test, the city calls them and asks them who they were recently in contact with. Those people then get calls from contact tracers like Ramses.
I think in most cases, at least in my experience, they knew already. In most cases, it's a family member and they knew. So the shock is not really there, right? But when they don't know, of course, there's some shock and, you know, you can just hear their concern, you know, in their voices, and they want to know who and when. You try to highlight what's the positive of us calling, you know, basically saying, well, you know, we're here to assist you with any needs that you may have, provide you guidance if you have any questions.
Ramses tries to help people quarantine by connecting them with free food, cleaning supplies, and hotel rooms if they need them in order to separate from other people.
Vamos a empezar aquí nosotros. Buenas tardes y bienvenidos al turno nocturno de rastreo de contactos. Nos faltan varios compañeros.
As San Francisco cases spiked, the city hired more tracers. Ramses was promoted to be a team lead, and now he and another librarian run contact tracing teams in Spanish, which enable people who are fluent in Spanish but speak limited English to work as tracers.
The Latino community has been impacted disproportionately.
This means that in order for contact tracers to slow the spread, they need to be particularly good at building trust within Spanish-speaking communities.
It's much easier to create rapport with close contact if they identify themselves with the contact tracer who's calling.
This connection makes a difference.
I remember calling a Spanish-speaking father, and I'm trying to tell him, you know, we're going to ask you to stay in quarantine. And, you know, he's like, oh, yeah. And then in the background, I think he had me in speakerphone in Spanish. It's all in Spanish. I just hear, like, Yeah, you tell him. I tell him all the time to stay indoors and take care of himself, not to go out. You tell him now. And then there was a big pause between the gentleman and I. And then I'm just like, I think somebody just threw you under the bus, kind of. And then we started laughing because it's like, yeah, that's my daughter. I was like, well, she's not wrong. So, I would follow what she's saying because she's correct. And I almost could feel like, all right, I'll do it. Okay.
Ramses's work days are long, and for him, it's a big change to be at a desk all day.
I joke around sometimes with the tracers that, there's a the pancake butt effect. Like, you feel like you have no butt. Oh my God, he's starting to smell so good.
When I asked Ramses how he balances so much time in front of the computer, he talked about evenings cooking with his wife.
We just try to have fun with each other, even with menial work.
The rice is done. I'll just take it on.
Yeah, that was really fast. You know, even with washing dishes, or you put some music on, and she, you know, if it's a good song, she comes and starts dancing around me, and so I reciprocate as well as I can. It sounds good to me.
When I picture Ramses returning to the Excelsior Branch Library, it feels a bit like the closing scene of some adventure movie. The main character is pulled from normal life and finds themselves on an unexpected important mission. When they return, they slip back into normal city life, perhaps behind the front desk of your local library. I'm Annalise Finney for Cross Currents.
Annalise is a fellow in our Audio Academy training program.